until now discussing cases where a woman, a worker does damage, but the type of damage which he caused to you was menias revas, and he didn't actually cause any monetary loss. He prevented me from being able to gain money. That's because I started learning the sugya of where the damage that occurs happens and I have present cause is actual loss. Now I'll have to break this into three different categories of type of loss which a worker causes. The first case, which is similar to the case of the Gemara, you give a behemoth to a sheikh or a shah, and he shafts it in a way which becomes a treifa, and that's the type of case where he does the damage via dying. You give a car into a mechanic to fix, somebody gave you a car into an oil change, you put in the wrong fluid, and it blows the engine. You give a suit into a tailor, and he makes it the wrong size, and you can't wear it. These are damages which occur directly as a result of his negligence, of him not doing the job right, that you incur a loss, and you can't use the favor. The second category which we're going to deal with is what's called the grama, where he damages me, but it indirectly damages me. The Marizdan discusses the case where someone was in, let's say, in charge of the warehouse, and any shipment that came in, his job was to mark off how many items he received. And he makes a mistake in marking off the items that he received. He wrote more than he actually received. The person paid him. At that point, you can't recoup the money which you already spent because you had written that was the amount of items which you had received. See, the person didn't actually, was the amount of the Adayim, but his mistake and the way he marked it down caused me a loss of money. That'll be the second category. The same would be the person who felt the case where he told someone that discuss a case where someone told someone they shouldn't sell to a certain person on credit, and they sold to him on credit, and that a person couldn't be gave of that site. Those cases where the damage which occurs is not the direct damage, but it's not a mazik biyadayim, but it's called a groma. I get damaged, I say a groma. And the third category, which we probably won't have time to deal this week, we'll deal with it more next week. The Gemara discusses the case of a Marad Dina L'Shulchanik. I asked someone for his expert advice. I asked him, is this a Dina which is counterfeit or is it a real Dina? And he tells me that it's not counterfeit and it turns out to be counterfeit. And off of that, you see, any time I go to ask a professional lawyer or any professional, a Dayan, he asks his opinion and he gives you a professional opinion, and in the case we'll see a distinction if he knows that I'm being samech on him, and it could be his achroi for the type of advice which he gives. There'll be a third category, which is the case of the Gemara of Amarad Dina L'Shulchanik. Let's try to take one case and we'll work off of this case. Someone asked me a shayla recently. He had given in his wife's diamond ring to have a new setting on it. And about 2 weeks after he got back the ring, the diamond fell out and he was left with the setting without the diamond. He went back to the jeweler who did the setting and he told him, listen, he obviously didn't set the diamond right because it disappeared. And the shayla was, is the jeweler now achroi to the loss of that diamond or not? So now, if the case is, and this is an important nekuda, any time you're dealing with the sugya of Uman Chakotel, usually you can't prove to what happened. How do you know that the jeweler would say, listen, I don't know what you did with your ring. Maybe you banged it into a wall, you hit it in a certain way, and that's what caused it to get loose and then able to fall out. So that's going to always be, whenever you're going to have a case of Uman Chakotel where you make a claim that the person caused you damage, you're going to have to be able to prove that the person did the damage. But this, let's say the case would be, well, you see clearly on the setting that there was a certain prong missing, and that's what caused it to be able to, that's what caused the damage. Let's go on the case where the person would be able to prove that it was due to the negligence of the jeweler who didn't set it right, and that's the reason why the diamond got lost, as to whether or not he'd be afraid to pay for that lost diamond or not. So let's learn the Gemara together, and we'll get back to this text. The Gemara says like this, Amar Shmuel, Tavach Uman Shekilto. If I give a behemoth to a sheikh to shech, chayev l'shalom, and he shechs it in a way which becomes a chayfa, he's required to pay. The Gemara says, mazikhu peisheyahu, he's a mazik, and a peisheyahu, we'll see what the two l'shenes are. Nasek ha'imah lo yishchoit li mikan, it's as if I told him he should check in a certain place, but shafal ha'mikan, he shechs it in the wrong place. So the Gemara asks like this, What's the two lashonis? Lashon of mazaku, which means he damaged it. Pesheyin, who is negligent. What's these two lashonis? So that's the Gemara. Iyam mazaku. If we would just say the lashon of mazaku, have a mino, or have a havamino. Hani mileichet the oved b'sar. I would say that what type of uman are we talking about that caused damages or achrei to pay? Is it uman who receives monetary compensation for the work that he's doing? And then he becomes a shamer sacher, and then the rashim, and then he becomes a shamer. And since he becomes a shamer sacher, or with these other shamer is similar to a shamer sacher, he has a halacha that he's afraid to pay for damages which are not just due to negligence, it's due to a shamer sacher who's chayiv gneva aveda. So that's the meaning of mazaku. The same way a mazak is afraid to pay, not only for negligence, he's afraid to pay the high dago of what he pays for if it gets damaged through a gneva aveda. So too, we would say that we're talking about a woman who got paid, and that's why he's afraid to only in cases where he got paid, that's when he's afraid. Tamashmalon, the lashon of pesheyo. We'll see that I explained it according to one mahalach and rishonim, we'll see that there's other mahalach and rishonim as well. So now, there's really, in the case of Gemara, there's still two diyukim which the Gemara doesn't discuss. And the fact in this Gemara, the victim of the lashonis of Shmuel, it's very important to be medayik, his lashon. You see, the Gemara brings that Yashchama Baguyu asked Shmuel, Akasha, from the Brighty, asked the Nasir. And he says, gave him sort of the Yavis learned that he didn't have Akam Moichel, it wasn't the actual Kola, it was the Merdeka Chazanish. The Chazanish was like this. He says, Veniro, the Kol Hani, the Messina de Gemara, Amiroi, the Kola, they give a call to someone. Have a double Chayva, you should know that in those cases, the Amir was Mechuyiv of Kvayda Tayra, Shall Yisragu Bezul Kvaytacham. They have to give that call, it shouldn't be a Zul Kvaytacham. And he brings the Agamar, he says like this. Niro, he brings the Gemara, the Makar by Shmuel Chasar Hachna. He saw that this Talmud had a Chasar Hachna. Meroya Hilil Hamid Shloya Shmuel Marif Medvaram Lachina. Shmuel gave a whole set of Mazik, who Kashayu, Nasa, Kashayu, Nakan, Kashayu, Nakan, he gave a whole Arisha. Meroya Hilil Hamid Shloya Shokach Shmuel Braisa. He should have known that Shmuel didn't forget a Braisa that the Talmud asked from. And he should have asked Shmuel, well, Maisa, you said the Salacha, what was the Kavan of the Arisha Salashim? And the fact that he didn't ask ask him the question the right way, he gave him this call to teach him that when an Amari says a lashon, you have to medayik every single word. You shouldn't just take it lightly and think Hashem the Amari made a mistake. The Gemara says Zuchah is dumb enough to be medayik to lashon of his Gemara. So again, the Gemara asks the Kasha why it says a lashon of Mazaku and why it said a lashon of Pesheyu. The Gemara answers why it said a lashon of Pesheyu. It's to tell me that even someone that is considered total negligence and is chayav. The question is, if Gemara says Pesheyu, why does it have to say Mazaku? It's very nice. The Gemara answers why it has to say Pesheyu. But what happened to the lashon of Mazaku? Why does it have to tell me the lashon of Mazaku? And also, what's the richas of lashon Mazaku? Chayimel shchayt mikan, shchayt mikan. What's the chiddush of that lashon? So we'll get back. These two kashas are very stylistic. But let's first understand the shirish of what the halacha is. The Zatzim of Achoikas Rishonim, it had to understand what the chiyuv of the uman is to pay. So the halacha is, if I give a uman a behema, I tell him to shaft it, and he shafts it wrong, he has a chiyuv to pay me for the damage which occurs. What's the chiyuv? Why does he have to pay me? So that's in the Tosfos, in Tamil Tosfos, in the Kama. And Babasra, Babatuya. Tosfos Nemzon, the Pasha Tosfos, the Tosfos Nemzon, that the Chiyuv is at Adam Hamazik. The requirement to pay is at Adam Hamazik. Now, the halacha of the Etzim is that the Klal, Marlun Zerba Tosi, the Pet Zach Aspotza, that there's a Chiyuv by Adam Hamazik, there's a Din of Nichayev and Oinus Kirotta. The Chiyuv to pay for Oinus as well. And so Tosfos, the Etzim, there's a Kasha over here, the halacha is, that a uman who does damage, and this is the way it passed in Shulchan Aruch, that an uman who shechts the behema and doesn't shecht it right, the Gemara differentiates what type of an uman he is. In Shulchan Aruch, it's like this. The behema will tap of the mivra, the schar chayav l'sham demeya. He's getting paid for the work that he's doing, and he's always going to be required to pay for the damage which occurred. In Shachat Bechina, he's not getting paid for his work, if he was a mumcha, then he's potter. So what's the reason why he's potter? So the assumption is that he tried doing a good job, and he tried shechting it the right way, and it happened. A mistake happened and it wasn't done right. So Tosfos learned that Eid is a foul other mode oilam. A person is always chayiv for that other nazik, other mode oilam. So happy to say I'm also that if I give it to a sheikh at the shech and he shechs it the wrong way, if he's bechina, then he's potter. Why is he potter? What type of halos is other mode oilam? So Tosfos makes a chilek that there's two types of even the, let me say, a klal that other is mode oilam. There's the oilis ke'en aveda. There's the oilis which is similar to a chayiv getting bought, and there's the oilis ke'en geneva. They're stolen. There's different daigas in Eidus. But basically, the Shita Tzaisus is that in the cloud that Adam is more than there's chaluk, and not every single Eidus in the world is packed as chayit. So there's a chaluk over here. If this is the type of an Eidus, which there is no chiyuv to pay for, because it's doima to the Eidus, which is really possible. So the question then is, so what does it make a difference if he's getting paid for it or doesn't get paid for it? If the clown is healed, he is Adamur Vailum, and we're saying that if he's not getting any compensation whatsoever, then the halacha is that he's going to be punished for the damage which occurs. So what does it make a difference if I pay him? Why, just because I paid him to do the work, does it now all of a sudden kick in that the chiv mitzad the halacha of Adam Amazah? What's trapped in that sense? So the halacha is like this. Let's first go to Chotem on the Tosfos, then we'll get back to the Kash on Tosfos. So there's a Ramban which argues on Tosfos. The Ramban holds that the Klal is Adamur Ba'ilam, is Chayiv even an Oinus Gomer. No matter what type of Oinus which occurs when a person does damage via Dayan, Adamur Ba'ilam, even by an Oinus Gomer. So that's in Tosfos with Kash, it's shared from our Suga. After you Nevura Halacha, that if it's a Tavach Mumcha, if the Sheikh knows what he's doing. And still damage occurs, the halacha is that he's potter. Why is he potter? I order more loyal. So Ramban himself asks the kasha. And Ramban says he says like this. Ramban says that Loshna Ramban. El she'in bu'uman ha-toy b'malachta b'shamad. That's the Loshna Ramban. That an uman who is toy b'malachta, there is no chiyav of the parasha of Mazda. The first question is, and the way they learn in the Ramban is that the chiyav, what's the chiyav of Asugya? The chiyav of Asugya is the parasha of Shemir, which we'll get to Nafkaminus Lalof in a minute. About the Panam, the state what's the Yisrael of the Ramban? The Ramban says that a woman who's toy the Malachta is not a chiyav of the Malachta, the chiyav is of the Lalof of Shemir. What's the Cheshmer? So that's in the Machna Frayim, still too, that the Rival. The Rival learns like this. The one thing you say that Adam is more loyal, Adam is a chroi for causing damage. That's when he does an action which has in it an action of damage. Like I take a rock and I throw it. So even if I expected that it shouldn't go all the way and something has happened which made it do the damage, I'm going to be a chroi because I did an action which that action isn't is a negligent action which is a man I'm a chroi also more loyal. So after when I do a maisa, which that action I have a right to do, I have a right to shech the behemoth. There's nothing wrong with shechting the behemoth. So the action of shechting the behemoth is not an action of damage, even though over here it ended up not doing it right, that doesn't change it into a maisa of negligence, a maisa of mazik. But is it a maisa which I'm allowed to do, which I didn't do right, and in order to be a chroi for that, it has to be also the parasha of shemir manas tachiv adam mazik. So the parasha of mazik is only time I'm nichlal in the parasha of mazik is when I do a type of an action which the action itself is something I'm not supposed to be doing. It's the type of an action which I'm supposed to be doing. I'm a new one, I'm supposed to be shechting the behemoth. So since I'm doing an action which I'm supposed to be doing, there is no chiyuv as the parasha of mazik. So now it comes out we have a machlokes rishonim and agamoro to what the chiyuv is. The Ramban shita is that there is no chiyuv as adam mazik. Why not? Because as adam mazik, you have the p'tura cases that a person does a ma'isa of the riva. That a person does a ma'isa b'rishus. Someone's doing an action which he's allowed to be doing. There is no chiyuv as the parasha of adam mazik. And may I shake it? Why is there a chiyuv of uman shekel? So the chiyuv of uman shekel is the parasha of shem. Shake it. Tosfos to learn that the chiyuv is a chiyuv of adam hamazik. And I was going to be a tremendous nafkamina la'alocha. Which way we're going to go? The mashal in the parasha of adam hamazik with la'alocha that adam is achroi for damage which he does via day. If it's a grom of inazakin, if someone does damages someone else, not directly a direct result of his action. Halacha's grumman is often the chiyuv deshemayim, but it's part of medina yada. Mashenke in the parasha of shemim, it could be that there would be a chiyuv. Another nafkamina would be in the parasha of shemim. We learned that there has to be a kinyan in order to be the chayiv b'shmirah. There's a whole bunch of turim. There's a tur of shmirah b'vayla. There's a tur of kind of a kahenis. We have to first define as to which how we come out halacha as to what. The chiyuv is it going to the parasha of Adam Mazik, or is it going to the chiyuv is going to the parasha of Shemir? Let's go back to the Taisus. It says the Taisus Shita is that the Chiyav is a Chiyav of Adam HaMazik. So we ask the Kasha, if the Chiyav is a Chiyav of Adam HaMazik, what does it make a difference as to how the person does if he gets, we said a Mechav of Haskins, but there's a Chiluk like this. If he's getting paid for his job, then he's a Chiyav for the damage which occurred. If he's not getting paid, then he's Pasuk. So we ask, if the Chiyav is a Chiyav of Adam HaMazik, what does it make a difference? If it's Nichol Adam HaMazik, it should be Pater. If it should be Chayiv. If it's not Nichol Adam HaMazik, then he should be Pater. So that's in the Chedush Arim answers this Kasha. And he wants to say like this. The same way you find in the parasha of Shemir, that if I get paid to watch something, I have extra zahiris, I have to watch it better. The same is true by Adam HaMazik. The person's getting paid, he has to be mizr better. So it's Tzorachin, the Teret. My parasha of Adam HaMazik has nothing to do with getting paid. I have to watch myself, because the Teret said, I have a chiv to watch. What does it make a difference if I get paid or not? So that's still a Merzik Teret from Rabbanan. Rabbanan to look at Shalto a Rambam. The Rambam in the Chas Isha's Perek of Al Halacha Teret is like this. He isha shashavra kelim, the isha also so malachtehel, the third basis. Your wife is busy cooking in the kitchen, and she goes and one of the kelim go and fall and they break. Says of tour. She's possibly from paying you for the damage which she, charges the money for this, not a very good idea, but that's going technically in halacha, what would be the halacha? She goes and she drops a glass and smashes on the floor. Can you, she's mechuyif to pay or not? Zakta v'enzem in adin. Ba'atze midino avada shisai. El takon, takon. That's for sure true. There's never going to be shalom bayis if you can try to mourn your wife for money for the things that she breaks. Ela nimtzes, why? But listen to what the Rambam says. There's no shalom bayis. Nimtzes nesheres v'nimnas miroiv hamelachas. She's going to, if you're going to charge her for it, she's not going to do her job right. If you're not going to do her job right, then you're going to end up fighting with her. V'nimtzes k'tatas b'nei, it's going to end up causing a lot of friction in the house. So the halacha is like the Rambam that be'etzim an isha who goes and drops a plate on the floor, that's a medina, she's chayav to pay for that plate. The reason why he's going to be potter is because if you're not going to do it, it's going to be cause a lot of fights, and they'll have the konos hachon and the patra. Fate arrived in a kashon, loy min hashem uzak. Hello, the knei, shub shir the bible. Zok the rabbi that you saw, remember when we went to Lusol Shemrim, when we did Hilchos Shoyl, because I'll also say that if at the time when the person comes in the Schai Vishmiru, it was Bebaila and then the Ptur of Shmiru Bebaila. Zach the Rai is, I might see you have Shibudim Oy to your wife. And since at the time when she got that place, when she's in originally when she became the Schai Vishmiru in that thing, you had certain Shibudim to her, that's called Shmiru Bebaila and she's Potter. So it says it's not a Takana, it's called Shmiru Bebaila. Fekta Masna Ephraim, the Ptur of Shmiru Bebaila is if the Chiv is Al Shemrim. What happened to me? Her is the other Ramazah. The cases the Rambam Mashmir is going in all cases. Maybe the reason why the Rambam needed a takana was the cases where she went and she dropped the plate and it fell onto the floor. So she should have been chayav of the parasha of other Ramazah. And the reason why the Rambam had to come at takana was cases where you could have been chayav of the parasha of other Ramazah. Zok the Emperor Masna Ephraim, she tells her of the Rivot. Zok the Masna Ephraim, we said a Rivot if she's Isaac Birshus. Someone has a right to be Isaac in that Indian, the same way as Sheikh. Who has a right to Shech to the Hema. Zok the Rivot, that since it's Isaac Birshus, it's not a Maisa Mazik and it's a Tur. The same thing in Isha is being Isaac and the Tzal Tayabayas, it's a Maisa Birshus and Mela she's Father. So let's think about what's the machlokes over here between the Rambam and the Rivot. Let's say it says like this. What's the Tur? He says from the Ramban that if I'm Isaac Rishus, a right to do this action, it's not considered a Ma'isa Mazik. I don't understand. But after, you had a right to Shech to the Hamer. You had no right to make it into a trace. You should have been there. You should have had his ears. So it's very nice to say that it's Isaac Rishus, but you only had Isaac Rishus is limited to when you do it right. If you do it wrong, so that's a Ma'isa of Shaloi Rishus. Zakhtar like this. It depends how much of the Zahiris you had to do when you went to that action. He says in Isha is not Hashem B'Safa. The way, Isha is Hashem B'Safa, right? But since she's Hashem B'Safa, even though it's the Torah of Shmiru B'Bailim, but she has an extra Zahiris that she has to make sure that she doesn't go and cause damage. But Mabel's up there, if I don't do that extra Zahiris, I'm Taka Amazik. That we say that the halacha is, that a person has a right to do a Bershus, will depend as to what my Achrayis is to you. And that's the way he explains the difference between Bechinam and B'Safa.
When the shoyl has a ptura bolavimo is when the damage which occurs from it, I didn't watch it right, and someone else went and damaged it. But when I take the plate and I drop it on the floor, we're not coming to the parasha of Shemrim. The parasha of the symbol of Imo is a zeres that comes up in Shemrim, it's a p'tur. But when you're coming to the parasha of Mazik, it's not a p'tur in the parasha of Mazik. There is one that is Sharmel. There is someone who says it's a p'tur in the parasha of Mazik. The parasha of Mazik, the only p'tur is when the chil of Shemrim is usually someone else damaged it, and now you want to be mechayiv me because I had to watch it. Over here we were discussing a case where she was washing the dishes, she wasn't being mizrah, right? And she dropped it on the floor. It's not the chil doesn't have to be, you're right, Shail would be an eitzah to be mechayiv her, or. But the mice over here, the chiv would be a, because she damaged the biyadayim, so the chiv would be al other mamazik. So let's go back to the Tosfos. It says the Tosfos makes a chiluk in other mamazik as to whether or not you got paid for shechting or not. Dr. Baron, like this. If I'm not getting paid for shechting the behemoth, of course I have to be careful. I have to be as careful as when I get paid. So even in Hilchos other mamazik, it comes out that you go a little with the yisoid of the Ramban, that a mice of Rishus is a p'tur. But if I get paid, I have to be extra careful when I'm doing this action. And since I have to be extra careful doing this action, I'm not extra careful, then it reverts back to be mechayizim of the pasha of other mamazik. So it comes out that we have let's go back, we have a masoikis. What? No, it's not pshir. We're going like this. A woman who does damage, even if he's bechinam, he's about a achroi. If he's negligent, about he's going to be, achroi. It's only a case where he was doing something that wasn't negligent, and it was doima to Tosfos, doima to oinus of a peder. So then he's going to be achroi for that action. He's learning that the chiyuv is other mamazik, and because he had to be extra careful in this, even though it's a tour of oisik b'shul, so is the mechiyuv here as other mamazik. So it comes out, we have the machlokes over here, the pasha of Tosfos is the chiyuv of other mamazik, and the pasha of the Ramban is there is no chiyuv of other mamazik, and the chiyuv is a chiyuv of the pasha of Shemer. Now with Medayik the Lashon of, in the beginning Medayik the Lashon of mazik u'pesheil. So the Chiddush HaRim wants to say, according to Tosfos, that Tosfos holds the both. He holds that there is a chiyuv of the parasha of Adam and Mazik, and it's also a chiyuv of the parasha of Shemer. Melech Zash is Mazik, who means that he's a chiyuv of Adam and Mazik, and Peshehu, that he's negligent, in the case would be that he's a chiyuv of the parasha of Shemer. So let's go back to the case we started off. A person has gave his diamond ring to a jeweler, and the diamond was lost 2 weeks later, and now he came in Monday. And we'll not say the cases, we could prove that the reason why it happened was due to the negligence of the jeweler. So if we want to be mechayiv him only as the parasha of Adam HaMazik, l'chari would be potter. Why? Because did he damage it by yadayim? No. What happened is I gave you back the ring. Later, it fell out. So even though in the klal is the chiv of garmi first of all has to be miyad, and has to be bori azek. Has to be right away, or a kaponim has to be that for sure the damage is for sure going to occur. Now, if I give you a loose diamond, a ring that with a diamond not set properly in the ring, is it for sure going to get lost? No. Could be you'll notice, it'll get a little loose, and you'll notice, and you'll bring it back. It could be that it will fall in such a place where you find it right away, and it won't get lost. So the chayr is the case where it's not bari hazeka. So if the parasha of other mamazik by itself, it's not necessarily that it's going to be a chiyuv. But if you hold like the Ramban, there's a chiyuv al shemrim. So remember, when we learned the parasha of shemrim, there's a machlokes, the shita of the Marit and the shita of the Samsef or the Shar Mishka told that a shemrim is chayav al drama and azokin as well. They bring a raya to the shemrim is chayav al kadam b'rayim b'makos. The shemrim has to go out of his way to hire people to make sure that the chayav doesn't get damaged. Now, he's not damaging it. If he doesn't do that, what is it? It's a grom. So they bring a raya from there that every shemer is chayav for grom as well. So if you go with the Ramban, there'll be chiyuv al tzapasha of grom. I found a marashdam and a marit, which say mefurish, cases which are seemingly grom with a mechayiv in this sugya. The marashdam discusses the case which you mentioned in the beginning. The marashdam discusses a case where a person, his job was to write down the quantity of the chafetim which the person received, and he wrote down the wrong number. And as a result of that, the person lost his money. He said, "As the parsha of other mazik l'chayr tiyam shalachayva." The Marashdam then done the davar pasha that if I paid someone to do, and this was his job, and I was paying him to do it, avada would be b'chuyif to the damage which occurs. The Marit also says a halacha on the case where I was supposed to. I was ma'akas chiros v'shachaveh. It's an interesting case. A person was supposed to get chiros from me, and he didn't pass it on to me. As a result of him not passing on to me the merchandise, now it went down in price and it lost its value. Now I can't sell it for the same price I would have. The cases where it's a loss, not only in Yisrael, Pashtus, the cases where it's a loss. And Mela Zosta Marit that I'm a chuyif to pay. And there also, he didn't damage it, he didn't cause the price to fluctuate and cause it to go down. He's a mazik al yidei grom. It wasn't going to be either, because at the time he was ma'akabit, it wasn't clear that that's what's going to happen. It wasn't bari hazeika. So l'chayra, also this marit is mavur, that's a halacha that I'm a chuyif to pay for damages which are not only b'yidayim, so it comes out that a umon is mechuyif to pay, not only for damages which occur b'yidayim, even for damages which occur are not b'yidayim. Yeah, so like this. But the halacha is like, the uman is always a shemes asa. If I give you something to do, and you're being oistik with that tefet, and it's tachas yotza, vada yimuchu yitzay. Now, if you're not getting paid, then it could be you're only a shemes chinam. But even when you're a shemes chinam, it's mevor fakeh. It comes down to the Gemara, the opposite. If you are, even though you're only a shemes chinam, it's true, when you're not getting paid, you could be only a shemes chinam. But if I give you something to that needs an expertise, and you go and you mess up, and you're not getting paid, so then, you could be more mechuyev than the person who's an expert. It means like this. If you're not getting paid, the Gemara makes a distinction. If, let's say, a person goes and he's changing a tire, and the thing goes and it breaks. So if the person knows what he's doing, so then the halacha is that he's an uman, he's a hired person. So we assume that what happened was, he did everything right, and what happened was, it happened to have not worked, and in the middle you caught it. Mashenkin, if you're in the case where you're not getting paid, you're only a shemachinam, we assume that it wasn't negligence on your part. Mashenkin, if you were not an expert in that field, and you went ahead and you tried doing it anyway, then it could be you mechuyev to pay, because we assume that happened was due to your negligence. Because even if you're not getting paid, you're be'etzem are a shomer, just to make the even your shomer, you only achroi for negligence. You won't be achroi for something more than negligence. But if there was negligence done, then you'd be talking about the parish of shomer, even mechia gav, the way you're not getting paid. Now let's go to the second deek. The deek says, Nasal Ta'imel Shchait Mikan, Shchait Mikan. What's the richus of that lashon? It's not mefurish in the Ramban, but the Sharim learns that this is what the Ramban, Dina Zagami, is referring to. He's avoiding a problem that it's hezek she'ein a nikr. I go in the shech to behema. Is it nikr in the behema as to whether or not it's a shchita karoy or not karoy? It's not so clear. And the lashon is that Sai, and this is mazik for sure, and the other mazik is a ptur of hezek she'ein a nikr. So, Zokter, Nasim, and Shchit Mikan, is Rabban's warning that don't say that the reason why you pot over here. Because you didn't check this, because the Shchit is not a Hezek, is a Hezek Shein Yenikr. Because it blives, like Nasim, Shchit Mikan, Shchit Mikan. You checked it totally the wrong place. You go and you checked it not on the right Mokum HaShchit. So, there it's considered a Hezek Nikr. Because Lamaisa before the Behemoth was alive, and now it's dead. So there, and you see that it's not keshavtim properly, so there, it's posher that it has a nikah. Dr. Ramban, that any time I shecht it, I don't shecht it the right way, the etzemah was before, it was alive, and now it's dead, that, and that's why it has a nikah. That's the yisoid what comes out from Ramban. But this is an important yisoid, as to whether or not, in our cases, you're going to be chayef, the hezek, she'ein a nikah or not. We mentioned the case of the marit, we have ma'akav tchirosa shachaveri. Let's say I give you merchandise, and you're supposed to go ahead and sell that merchandise. And the result, if you're not selling it, not only don't they gain a profit, the merchandise loses its value. So the tremendous machloekas in the achroin, and the other not a machroin. Even if we're going to go with the yisoy, that there's a chiv over here, sayals other mazik, and sayals the parash of shein. So there's a din, the shalom eshav says, it's called a hezek shein inika. You had the merchandise before, and you could give back the merchandise afterwards. It's a hezek shein inika. And the parash of shein happens to be a machloekas. The Machoch, the Shach, and the Mashal, as to whether or not there's a Chiyuv in the Parsha of Shemir and Behezek Shein and Nikke. The Mashal Shita is that I can say, Hareshach Lefanecho, and I can return to you an item, and there's no Chasorin, the same way by if I give you a Pekodin for before Pesach, and I give it comes back after Pesach, now it's also Rano, I didn't sell it. But also, I can say, Hareshach Lefanecho. So the Mashal holds that that's true. A person who is a mazik. If a person is a makabel shmirah, he can't say reishol lefanecha. The shach argues, the shach shita is that even by the parish of shomrim, there's a ptur of hezek shein nikar, and I can say reishol lefanecha. So the shalom eishiv wants to say that Peter shach, if I give you scharis to sell, give you items to sell, and you don't sell it, scharis to hezek shein nikar, come out that I'm talking about it. So the item was there before, and the shach shuas tashur shai. And that's with Mavur like this, and upon a Meiris, and a Ritvaz. He wants to say that with Paskin Hezek Nikar, it's highest. He also, the Ritva's, which holds that that's called Hezek Nikr, the fact that the price went down, that's considered Nikr. About Kapon, I'm just going to go over the Yisraelis over here. Nimtza from the Gemara, we have over here, Yisrael. That if I cause you damage, be a Dayim Amish, so that's the lesson on the Pollock, the Chiv, for sure, either of the Parish of Adam, as opposed to the Parish of Shem. When I cause you damage, which is Ayidei Agrama, so then really, it could be telling the Machlokes, Tosfos, and the Ramban. Amayt of the Chadush Arim, and the Tanakh Chanan, also learns like this, that Tosfos, the Yisrael, agrees that there's a Parish of Shemrim. And the reason why he wanted to say that there's a Chiyav of other Mazik, and he speaks out, the reason is because in the Parish of Shemrim, you need to make a Kinyan. And very often, when a person is Moish, when a person shechts the Behemoth, he didn't do any Kinyan on the Behemoth, which was absolving from the Chiyav of Shemrim. There's time to go into this, this is also a Machlokes, but he's never done the Kapanim and technicalities, if it wouldn't be Oskar on the Parish of Shemrim, that's why the Tosfos had to come on to the Yisrael of other Mazik. But Tosfos agrees to the Parish of Shemrim, and Tosfos holds really that both Yuchayev silenced the Parish of other Mazik and silenced the Parish of Shemrim. So it would come out that if a person, an Uman who does damage, even if it's a damage on a Groma, since if it would be Oskar on the Hamsa Shemrim, it would be Chiyav of Groma, then he would be Chayev. And next week we'll deal with the case where a person gives bad advice to whether or not a person would be afraid of that or not.